Vayter and Shasra and Daf Lamedal, picking up on Lamed Gimel of Beis by the bottom of the page by the Mishnah. So we spoke about Alulav. We spoke about Dasim. We're getting into now the Aravos. Arava Gezula Vivesha Pesul. If you have an Arava which is stolen, or if it's dried out, it's going to be Pesul. If it's from if Shalir Hanidachas. Rashi explains why it was explained, we've seen many times. Why is that? Because the lulav, the lechem, akulukai, is going on all the things. When it says lechem, it's going on everything. The lulav, the hadasim, and the aravos. And therefore, if it's stolen, it's going to be no good. Vivesha psula. Shall asher shel nidachas psula? If it's of an asher or nidachas, no good. Why? Because we have said, because since it's going to be burned, therefore, ksuse michsas shira, it's as if it's no longer here. It's lacking the shear that needs to be. Nikta Moshe, the top gets chopped, or nifritsu aleh, or if it's aleh, its leaves fell off. We saw in the previous, earlier, we saw the idea of, it means nashru, they fell off. Vehatsavtsifa, or a tsavtsifa, which is also a type of, Rashi says, the minarava, the ala shala ugul, and its leaf is round, like we're going to see, and that's going to be pusel. The pusel says it's pusel to use it. Psula, all these cases are pusel. Kimusha, if it's withered, v'shenashu mixas aleh, or let's say some of it fell off, some of the, today, Junior, some of the leaves fell off, or vishel baal, or if we're talking about a arava that came from a baal, this is a beautiful, beautiful discussion we have in Moikatan, right? In the beginning of that base baal, we have a sada base baal, which means it's in a valley. It's coming from a valley. And Rashi goes off over here, quoting the Gemara Moikatan, explaining what is the sada base baal, where is the Lashonos come from. And then he also throws in, what's pshat? We have four different Mishnayas. Why don't we put these all together? Lulav, Hadassim, Aravos, and Esok. And he goes on to explain, because each one of them has their own psul as per why it can't be done. Okay, v'shabal, k'shera, all these things are going to be kosher. Okay, zok the heilige gemar, just to end off the last thing we said is, if it's withered, or if some of its leaves fell off, or if it's of a baal, it's still going to be kosher. Tana rabbanan, now the gemar jumps into the concept of what are aravos, arve nachal, hagadelim ala nachal, says arve nachal, which means these are things which grow along the water. Rashi says nachli mayim mitzvah bazu, which there's a mitzvah to do with them, but if it's from the baal, it's going to be kosher, like we said in the Mishnah already, like it's going to explain, kiduksiv arve lashon rabim. See, arve nachal, it's a plural lashon, it's not of arve, meaning to include even things that are not on the nachal itself. Dover acher, arve nachal, sha'olea, shala, moshuch kenachal. It means that their leaves are stretched out or long like a nachal, like a little river. So therefore, that's why they were called that. Tanya doch, another verse which goes and shows us, arve nachal, ein li ala arve nachal, ein li, know that I can use arve nachal. Those are aravos that come from a nachal. And aravos are willows, by the way. We talk about hadassim are myrtles, aravos are willows. Arve nachals are the willows, ein li ala arve nachal, shel baal v'shel harim minayin. I don't know if it comes from a valley or if it comes from a mountain, that it's going to be so much as good. Talmud Lomar, Arvei Nachal, Mikol Makom. Arvei Nachal, again, in the Lashon Rabbim, which is plural, which is coming to show you, Mikol Makom, and every type of Arev, of the Arevos are going to be good. Beep, turn the page of Lamed Daled. Abba Sholom, Arvei Shtayim. He says, no, he doesn't learn the drush from there. Rather, he says, Arvei is two, meaning what? That you have to have two different types of Arevos. Achas Lulav, one of them for the Lulav, which you put in your Lulav. Achas Lamikdash, and one which is going to be used in the Migdash. We know that there was a mitzvah to go ahead and put, obviously, in your Lulav. And there was another mitzvah to go around the Mizbeach with the Arevos every day of Sukkot, so therefore you have to have, that's why he says Arvi means two of them, so you don't, from him, he says that that pasuk doesn't bring you a saraya, that other Arvos are let it be used. V'rabbanan lemikdash minolahu, and what about the Chachamim, who they say Arvi Nachal means mikol makom, everything, where they learned the one that you have to get for, in the base of Mikdash, he says Ilchus gemirolahu, this is Alachal Moshe Misinai, Dam Rabbi Asi, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Eser Netios, Arava, V'nisa Chamayim, Alachal Moshe Misinai. These are three ideas that don't have to be together, but they were taught together, so therefore they put them together. Esin etios is halacha, that we know that in Shemitah you're not allowed to work your land, but if you have 10 netios, these are small trees, young small trees, saplings, and they're within an area of 50 by 50 amos, then even though you're not allowed to work on Shemitah, and you're not even allowed to work, you have to stop working 30 days before Shemitah comes in, this, Esin etios, you're allowed to continue working until actually Shemitah begins. itself. So that's Esenetios. Arava, that was a local mishmishin about that. Arava is a fact that we have this idea of the Arava, which is in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, he says that's what the halacha must be seen about that. V'nisa chamayim, the fact that we bring the water libation. That was talking about on Sukkah, Simchas Pesach Shoeva. We're going to see the Gemara later on, which is going to how exciting, how amazing it was. Memches. Halacha must be seen, all these halachas must be seen. And therefore, it wasn't, therefore, that's where I get it from. I don't need it from this pasuk. Tanu Rabbanon, Arvei Nachal, Agedel Sol Nachal. When it says Arvei Nachal, it means Agedel Sol Nachal, they grow by the river. Prat, Letzavtzifa, Agedela, Beinaharim. This is coming to exclude something called a Tzavtzifa. It's a type of Arava called a Tzavtzifa, which we said already, which the Rashi earlier said that it's round, it's not elongated. We're going to see two other criteria about that to be able to identify it. Point is, it's excluding those that is not allowed to be used for your Aravas. Amrav Zeir, my Kurah. Where do we find the pasuk that shows a Tzavtzifa is not an Arava, and therefore you're not allowed to go ahead and you're not allowed to take it. You're not allowed to use it in your lulav. Rashi says, how do you know this is just another type of Arava that is included in Mikol Makom that you could be using it? So he learns it from a pasuk in Yecheskel. This is a pasuk talking about Hashem is not too happy with Klal Yisrael. I'm basically saying I wanted to have great stuff, but you ended up behaving in a way which isn't becoming to be. So this is my Kara. What does the pasuk says? Kach alamayim. Alamayim Rabim Tzavtzifa Samo. So he says, Kach Alamayim Rabim, which means he took the things that were on a lot of water, and that's referencing in Arava. Tzavtzifa Samo. But instead, they put Tzavtzifa. So you start to see it's supposed to be an Arava, ended up being a Tzavtzifa, meaning this is like a negative thing. Amarle Abaye. So Abaye comes and he says, now hold on one second. Vidoma Parushe Kamefarish. Maybe what's happening is it's coming to explain what's going on over here. It's explaining the Pasuk. You, Rav Zera, wanted to come and say, bring this as a Raya, that there was an Arava and a Tzavtzifa is a lower shtickle and therefore it's no good. Maybe not like that. Abaye says, maybe it's coming to explain. Kach al Mayim Rabim. Take on much water, in other words, something that grows by a lot of water. Umayin you, and what's that? Tzavtzifa. It's a tzavtzifa. And therefore, the way we see it over here, this is Taka Narava. That's Gemara. Im Kain, my Samu. What does it mean, Samu? And it was placed over there, in other words, as if something doesn't actually belong to be there. Must be that it was placed over there in place of what should have been there, which was an Arava. Amar Avavo, Revo says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem saying, Ani Amarti Shei Yisrael Lefanik Kachal Mayim Rabim. I want a Bnei Yisrael that should be like those things that are taken, that are, you know, found by the waters. Whom I knew, one of those, Arava. V'hein Samu Atzman Kitzavtzav Tzavtzifa Shebaharim, and they made themselves like a tzavtzifa that's up on the mountains. In other words, a not positive thing, and therefore we see that that's something which is not used and something that cannot be used. Ika Damasta La Lahaikra Amastista. There are certain people that bring that pasuk and they connect it to the Brisa. It says like this, Kachal Mayim Rabim Tzavtzifa Samo, and then what we... there are those that just added this as part of the actual Brisa itself. Maskil Fla, Rav Zera coming and he asks, Vidoma Parish Kumafarish, maybe it's coming to explain, like we saw before, now it's flipping a little. Kacha Mayim Rabbi, my new Tzavtzifa, that's what it is. If that's the case, then why did it say Samu? Must be that's not the case, and it's talking about something which is of lesser quality. Amar Ravo says, Amar Kodus Baruch Hu, Ani, Amar Tisha Yisrael Lefana, Kacha Mayim Rabbi, my new Arava, I want it to be like this, which is an Arava, but unfortunately, they made themselves like a Tzavtzifa that is found in the mountains, and again, and this is something which is not going to be able to be used as an Arava. Tana Rabbanan, Ezehu Arava. What is an Arava? Ezehu Tzavtzifa. What's a Tzavtzifa? How could you tell the difference? Arava, Kana Shelo Adam, you want to just look at it, you have to say, the Kana, the eights of it, the wood of it, when you look at its stem, it's red. Ve'ala Shelo Mashuch, and it's long. In other words, it's not circular, it's long, elongated. Oblong, upia chalak, and its mouth is smooth. In other words, around it is smooth. Tzavtzifa, kadoshala lavan, it's the stem is white. Va'alashala ugul, and the leaf is round. Upia domala magal, and its mouth, meaning around the edges of it, it's domala magal, it's like a magal. Magal is a type of kli, which is known as a sickle. Sometimes it's used to, as we mentioned the other day, we used when they would do harvest stuff in the fields. For the Gemara of Tanya, we learned Domin Lamagel Kosher. You said Pia Domin Lamagel, it's a problem. We learned Domin Lamagel is Kosher, and Domin Lamasar is Puzzle. Only if it's like a Masar, a Masar is a saw. If it's a saw, then it's a problem, but if it's a Magel, then it's okay. Rashi explains the difference that a magal was a sickle is something which has its teeth are coming inwards, but the saw has it going on in both directions. Amar Abaye, no, that Bryce is talking about something else entirely. Kitanya hi bechilfa gila. That's talking about a chilfa gila. What's a chilfa gila, you asked? I'm glad you asked. I have absolutely no idea. But guess what? Lucky for us, Rashi does. And Rashi says it's another type of arava, and it does have the same characteristics of a regular arava. It's got the elongated look, and it has the red stem. However, it's around the edges. It's not smooth, but it's a little bit, like we said, like Scott. Where are you? Yeah, it's like rough around the edges. And on that, it was talking about that as long as if it's rough around the edges, as long as it's a magel, then it's okay. But if it's a maser, then it's going to be puzzle. But that's what it's referencing over there. But when it comes to the tzavtzafa, two out of three are no good, at least. Three out of three are no good, therefore the thing is no good. Amar Abaye, Shma Mina, Hai Chilfa Gila Kashel Hoshana. We learn from this that a Chilfa Gila is good for Hoshana. In fact, Amar, huh? Pshita, obviously it's good. We just said it's good. No, Ma'od Tema, Hol V'Isla, Shem Levoy, Lo Niskasha, since it has a Shem Levoy, like another name, like a nickname to it, different name. So therefore, it shouldn't be good. Kama Shalom comes to tell you, doesn't this kind of problem? It's okay, and therefore, it's considered a rava. It's fine. So the Gemara, Bema Chinami, why not? Why don't we say maybe Taka? It's true that it shouldn't be included. Says the Gemara, Arve Nachal Rachmana Mikol Makom Arve Nachal. It's coming to include all different types. Mikol Makom, even this one as well. Amr of Chesna Hani Talas Mile. Now we're going to go through just the Gemara is going to go into a number of different cases where the words got switched. It used to be they were spoken that they had one word before the Chorban and one word that was after the Chorban. There's a Gemara in Shabbos as well. We're going to see, I think, five cases in total, but now it says over here. Of Chesna says, Hani Talas Mile. There were three things that Ishtani Shmayu Miki Chorbis Amigdash. The name switched. They changed when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Chalafta Arafta. Chalafta. There was something called, Chalafta. What did I say? Yeah. Chalafta Arafta. Chalafta is now called Arafta. Yeah, Rashi changes the Lashon to Chilfa. Chilfa Arafta. Rashi says, Lav hainu Chilfa Gila. It's not a Chilfa Gila. El Tzavtzafa. Bum, bum, bum. It's a Tzavtzafa, which he knows no good. The Achshav, now, Nishtanis. Mishma v'karin la arava. So they now call it tzavtzafa in arava. So that's a problem. And arafta, chalafta, or chilfa. They switch these words. My nafki, what's a nafki mina? What do you mean a nafki mina? Lulav for a lulav. You have to make sure you're going to be buying not an arava, but an arafta, but you're going to be buying a chilfa because a chilfa really is an arava, and arava is really a chilfa, which is a tzavtzafa, which is no good. Now, another two words, shipura chatzotzarsa. Shipura is what it was called shipura, and now it's called chatzotzarsa. Chatzotzarsa, shipura, they switched the names. Maya nafkamina, what's a nafkamina? L'shofer shorosh Hashana, a shofer on Rosh Hashanah. We know that a shofar is called a shofar, and a chatzotzos are trumpets. You can't use trumpets on Rosh Hashanah, right? We have to use a shofar. Rashi explains the difference is that shipura is kafuf, it's bent over, chatzotzarsa is pshuta ve'ino shel ayil. A shofar is bent, and we know a shofar has to be bent over, and the chatzotzos, like chatzotzos, trumpets are long and straight. And so therefore now when you're looking for, if you want to be using these lashons, now lashonos now does, you have to look for a chatzotzarsa and not for a shofar, because chatzotzarsa is really a shofar, and a shofar is the opposite. And then we have the third one is pisorsa, Pisora, Pisora, Pisorsa. This is talking about different tables. We have one table which is it was called one, now it's called the other. One of them is a long table, one of them is a short table. And the nafkamina over there is in terms of business when you're making a sale to make sure that you're actually buying the right thing and you're not ripping each other off.
Now I believe we're going to find two more examples of the Tzomer Abaye Afani Omer. Similarly, Be Kase Huvlila. Huvlila Bekase. But, oh, maybe it's only one more. Okay, we'll see. What used to be called the Beikasi now became the Huvlila. What used to become the Huvlila is now called the Beikasi. This is a delicious Gemara in Chulin, which goes through the different stomachs that an animal has, and some one of them is thicker than the other, and therefore if you have a needle that's going through, it'd have to go through both sides in order to make sure that it's called a trefa, and therefore it's going to be usher to eat. The other one, even if because it's thinner, even if the needle is going through even one side, it's going to be a problem. And therefore, you have to know which one is which. If you find that there's a needle that's over there, you have to make sure that you're saying the right thing to know if it's going through both sides, only one size. Amarava Bar Yosef, Afani Omer, yeah, here we go. Afani Omer, Bavel Borsif, Borsif Bavel. Bavel is called Borsif, and then Bavel switched to Borsif, and Borsif got switched to Bavel. Lamai Nafkamina, what's a Nafkamina between the two? Beep, sorry about that. Beep, turn the page. Lamadan on base. Lamai Nafkamina is Legite Nashim when it comes to making a get for a woman. We know when it comes to a get, the first Mishnah in Gittin speaks about the concept of maybe get, maybe dinas yam. They have to go and say a funny nechtam. You need to have a person, the shliach, saying, I saw this in front of me. It was written in front of me. It was signed. But that's not the case when it comes from Bavel. If it's coming from Bavel, then it's not an issue. But if it's coming from this place called Borsif, then it is an issue. You wouldn't have to say, but funny nechtam, take a look at Rashi, he spells out the whole case, what's going on over there. But nonetheless, we see that these things, you have to be careful. A person says it's coming from Bavel, then you have to be more weary about it. If he says it's coming from Borsif, then Borsif really means Bavel, and therefore it's Nishkin, a problem. Up to the next Mishnah, Zok the Mishnah. Here we go. Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Rabbi Yishmael says, Shlosha Hadassim, you have to take three Hadassim, Ushtei Ravos, two Ravos. Lulav echad, ve'esog echad. Sounds very much like what we do. Even though we're going to see that this is going to be changed, we're going to see three different sheets that are going to come up in the Mishnah. First is Rabbi Shmuel. Three adasim, two aravos, one lulav, one esog. Afilu shnayim ketumim ve'echad eino katam. Even if two of the adasim are choppity chopped, right? They have they're cut on the top, and one is not, then that's going to be okay. The Gemara is going to go into try to ask like, what does that even mean? How does that make any sense? Okay, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon says, Afilu shloshtan ketumin, even if all three of them are cut, them all three of them are cut, they're chopped on the top, it's not a problem. Rashi says, the lo boi hadar bahadas, because he says, you don't need to have hadar when it comes to hadasim. Rabbi Kiva omer, geshem shalulav echad, v'esog echad, just like you have one lulav, one esog, kach hadas echad, v'arava achas. So do you have one hadas, and you have one arava. Fascinating, right? Against what we're normally used to hearing. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Braisa, which kind of spells out like we just saw in the Mishnah, just a tad bit. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, the first of the three, pre-eitz hadar, echad. Right? When he talks about the esrog, it says this to be a pre-eitz hadar. That's talking about one individual one. It's only got to be one. Kapos tamarim, echad. When it says kapos tamarim, that's talking about only one. Rashi says, with the kapos is loshin yachid. Anaf eitz avos shlosha, and when it says anaf if avos, so that is implying three things. So Rashi says anaf is chad, eitz is chad, and avos is chad, and therefore when it comes to dasim, you gotta have three. Arvi nachal, when it says arvi nachal, that shtaim has gotta be two because it's plural, so therefore it's two. Afilu shtaim ketumim ve'echad she'eno cut, and maybe if two of them are cut and one of them is not cut. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon then comes in, he says, Shlosha, Vafilu Shoshim Ketum, three, and even the three of them are all cut. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kishim Shalul Bechad, Vesag Echad, Kachad Sechad Veravachas. Right? Pretty much very similar to our Braisa. Amul Rabbi Eliezer, but as it comes, he speaks up. Yachli, hey, Esog, Yimoyim Bagudachas. You would have maybe thought that an Esog is getting wrapped up with the other three of them. You have the Lulav and the Adasim and the Ravos have to be all good, and therefore, like, we would tie them all together. Maybe we have to do also the Esog as well. Amarta, V'chinemar pre-eitz hadar v'kapos tamarim. Does it say pre-eitz hadar and kapos tamarim? No, what does it say? V'alo nemar ela kapos. This is kapos, where there's a split. See that the esrog is split from them. U'minayin shema akfin zeh. How do you know there's an ikov, though, that if you're missing one of the dalad minim, that is going to be that the whole thing is no good? Talmud lomar u'le kachtem. And you shall take them. Shetehei lekicha tama. If you split up the word, Rashi says, Tama shlema. It's got to be complete. The darish velakachas tam. Velakachta means it should be taking tam, a complete thing, a complete set. Rabbi Shmuel, now comes the Gemara and asks a kasha on Rabbi Shmuel. Manav shach, I don't understand. Ish leimim boy. If it needs to be that they're shalim, suli boy nami kulu, then it should be all three that have to be shalim. I lo ba ish leimim, but if you don't ish leimim, filu chad nami lo. Why is it that he said that you need three, but two of the three are cut, then you're fine? If it has to be complete, all three have to be. If it doesn't, then all three don't have to be. Why are you saying that if two are cut and one of them isn't, that it's going to be fine? The man of shach doesn't make sense. Amar b'yura. Rabbi Ami Chazab Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel actually retracted from his statement. Rashi says Mitchilas Devarv Umachshir Bechad Umio Hadabai. He's machshir to have one had. That's not, you don't need three. And he uses a weird way of saying it. He says, oh, and if two of them are cut and one of them isn't, then it's fine. Meaning you don't need three. You only need one of them, and that one by hider needs to have hider, and that's why it can't be cut. Chazab Rabbi Shmuel. He retracted. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel says Halacha Rabbi Tarfon. The halacha is like Rabbi Tarfon. That we're talking about, if you have a choppity chop in the hadas, it's going to be good. Lo ba'i hadar. Va'azar Shmuel atame, and Shmuel goes according to his own logic, his own reasoning. The Amar Lu Shmuel lahanu with the Mizabni Asa. He spoke out to the people that were going, that were selling Hadassim, and he sent them the following idea. He says, listen up, Ashvi Savidu, make sure that when you're going ahead and you're selling these things, that you sell them like in a good way. Don't start the price gouging. It says Rashi, Machu b'shavev, al talu az demeim, mipneishim avakshim mikem shlosh hadassim shleimim. People want three hadassim, one to be shalim. Don't start raising the prices because maybe they're hard to find. V'ilo, but if you don't listen to me and you start raising the prices, If you don't keep the prices low, then I'm going to get up in public in Darshina L'chu Rabbi Tarfon. I'm going to pass like Rabbi Tarfon. The Machshir B'Ketumin, who says that it's good even if they're chopped. So therefore, make sure that you don't mess with me. My Taima, what's pshat that he says that? Why is he going to go with Rabbi Tarfon? Ilema B'Shem D'Mekel, if you want to say because Rabbi Tarfon is Mekel, and therefore I'm going to go with the one that's Mekel. So religious Luke Rabbi Akiva D'Mekel Tfei, go with Rabbi Akiva, who's even more Mekel. Who says that you only need to have one over there? So the fact that he says, I'm going to go with Rabbi, that I'm going to be going with Rabbi, I'm going to darshan straight up, like Rabbi Tarfon, must be because he actually paskins that that's how halacha is really like Rabbi Tarfon. And Tosa points out, so why is it that he isn't paskin like that? Because people should go for the hiddur stuff. If you have it, then it's complete, then it's more mahudur. Now we see them. Maybe that's not true. Maybe Rabbi Kiva isn't more Mekel. Maybe he's more Machmir. Telosa Ketume Shriche. Because find three of them that are chopped. That's easier. Chad velo katam lo shriach. That's harder to find one. That's one and that it's not katam. So you don't have a raya from this story. And last but not least, we get to the next Mishnah, which talks about the Esrog. Esrog HaGazel V'Yavish Pasul. Same as we've seen thus far, the theme is sticking with it, and that says Esrog, which is stolen, or it's Yavish, it's going to be no good. Shel Asher V'Shel Ir Nidachas, it is Pasul as well. Shel Orla Pasul. If it's Orla, it's going to be no good. Orla, we know, is food that within the fruits, which in the first 3 years that they're grown, they're not allowed to be eaten. In the fourth year, they're allowed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, and the fifth year allowed to be eaten anyway. So if it's with Orla within the first 3 years, it's going to be pasul. You cannot use it. Not allowed to be used. And the Rashi says Gemara is going to explain why. Shall Truma Tamea pasul. Truma Tamea, the Gemara is also going to explain why. That is Truma that became Tamei. You're not allowed to go ahead and use it either. Shall Truma Tahora, if it's Truma Tahora, so then Lo Yito, you shouldn't use it. Vim Natal Kasha, but if you did, then it's going to be Kasha. The Gemara is going to explain that also. Shall Damai, what is that exactly? What is it? Damai, we don't know what it is. You buy it from Amaritz, you don't know if they took off Chumas and Maisos. That's called Demites, and it's a Darabanan. Bishame Poslan, they say it's Poslan to use. Beis Hillel Machshirin, they say it is going to be good. Shall Meiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. Meiser Sheni is stuff that we know that of the Shemitah cycle, that on the first year, second year, fourth year, and fifth year, we take off Meiser Sheni. On the third and sixth, Meiser Ani. And Meiser Sheni is eaten in Yerushalayim. So let's say your Esrog is Meiser Sheni Esrog, and you're in Yerushalayim. Lo Yitol. Ideally, you shouldn't do such a thing. The Gemara says, Rashi says, Gemara is going to explain. Vim not tal kasha, but if you did do it, then itaka does work. Rashi explains why is it works. Shari yishba heter achila. It's much of you to eat it. Avachutzu shalayim lo. The lechem ksiv. Haroi lechem is going to be roi for you. So an insight to what the Gemara is going to be talking about also. Also, chazazis al ruba. Let's say you have ba'abuos, Rashi says. Ba'abuos are boils. Ba'abuos dakos. Which means you have thin boils that are going around it. If it's on the majority of it, if it's on rov, or nitla pitmaso, or the pitum fell off, niklaf, or it becomes peeled. Nistak, if it's split, nikav v'chasa kolshu, if there's a little, there's a nekev, there's a hole in it, it's got the hole through and it's missing a little bit, pasul, all these cases are going to be pasul. Also chazodzias al miyuto, but let's say you have boils or only on a miyuto of it, nital uktso, or the oketz was taken off, the oketz is the other side, not the pitum, the part that, you know, we're so nervous about, but the bottom part of it, if, which is connected to the tree actually, nikav alo chasa kolshu, let's say, it is if there's a hole there, but it's not missing kolshu, it's not missing anything. Kosher, this kid's gonna be good. Esrog kushi puzzle. This is an esrog which comes, Rashi says, Shabame Eretz Kush Vishachur, and it's black. The Hayorika Karti, someone which is very green, like a leek. Rabbi Meir Machshir, Meir says it's gonna be good. Rabbi Huda Posel. Now touch upon something we've seen already. Shir Esrog Akata, and the smallest esrog you're allowed to use is Rabbi Meir Omerke Egos, the size of an egos. Rabbi Huda Omerke Beitza. Egos is a walnut, and Beitza is the size of an egg. Ukebugadol, when you're dealing with the biggest size of it, Rashi says, Shaloye Gado Yosem Yudai, it can't be too big. In other words, the upper end of the scale is Kadesha Yochas Shnayim Biyado, the amount that you could hold, if you could hold two of them in your hand, that's the size you're allowed to have. Div Rabbi Huda, Zagazak Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Afilu Echad Beshtei Yadav, even if you can hold one in two hands, it's still going to be good. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here, picking up from the Gemara tomorrow. Until then, I wish all y'all a great, great day.